when you talk about ArcGIS queries based on desktop, I'm sure most of you are using queries on a day-to-day basis. But so before the overview, I want to thank Rob for sharing his county's data with me for this presentation. And regarding this overview, I'm going to talk about queries in feature classes, attribute query, how we do like a simple query, a complex query, a location-based query. And if you are using ArcGIS, you already know like Mapbook feature got replaced by data-driven pages. But if not, then in ArcGIS, in data-driven pages, there is a, we can set up a query for page-by-page basis in which we can either show or not show features. It's just a simple query. So query in a feature class, coming to attribute query, how do we define a query? It's an expression through which we try to select the data in our attribute table. And so coming to query, in terms of simple and compound query, there is another feature in compound query which is called subquery. We can set it up. It can do query on two feature classes. It's a powerful tool in terms of query environment. So for a simple query, we basically need three components. We all know that. We need attribute field, which are the columns coming from our attribute table. Operator field, whatever we want to use. Either we can use greater than, less than, equal to. And then whatever the attribute value we are testing against. And that shows our result in terms of the selected features. We can also do like on-the-fly calculations when we are doing a simple queries. Like for example, like we are finding some perimeter and we want to like 0.12 multiplied by 100 or something, whatever on the fly calculation we want to do, we can do that. So in terms of compound queries, we can use multiple operators. You can make it as complex as you want, but to put it simply, we can use AND or operators to select or redefine our set of attribute which we are trying to constrain in our attribute table. And within that compound query, if we go to subqueries, so it is basically a nested query, a query within a query. One thing in subqueries is it is just supported for a geodatabase in a feature class. So if you have a shapefile, it doesn't work for that. So for example, if you have like two shapefiles, you have a data set like data set for a building or something, different type of buildings, and then you get a different data set of building from somewhere else, and you want to see, okay, what data set is different in that. And so you can you got that in a shapefile. You import that within your geodatabase as a feature class, and then you can go and set up that subquery. And
but it has to be linked to the geodatabase.
It has to be within the geodatabase. So you get a, yeah, you can just right click on a geodatabase and you can load data. You can import the shapefile in your geodatabase and it will come in as a feature class. So once it becomes a part of geodatabase, then you can go and set up whatever subquery you want to set up. So I'll quickly show you how it works. Resolution is not good. Okay. So we want to show, for example, like we want to select features in terms of select by attributes. So this is like, for example, one of the complex compound query. So we want to see, we have this text parser layer. We want to see whether whatever data set is more than 5 acres or if the perimeter is less than 768. You go and you already do that. I mean, you go and do a subset of selection, so you get 122 selections. If you want to do a, like, I wanted to show you this subquery. So you want to do it on building types. You got a set of data. Then you got another set of data in which difficult word here. So I literally went ahead and changed some of the data entry in Rob's stuff. So there were like some symmetry locations and I just changed it. So you get data from different sources. You want to do a subquery, figure out, okay, what is different in both the feature classes. For example, so what we are doing here is we are trying to compare, like, there is a column entity in a building class here. So we are trying to compare this building type to feature class to the feature class which is called building and try to see what is different in that. So we give a query like entity not in. Means what is different in there. You go and do that and it just, you can quickly select it out. And then if you want, you have to change the attribute, whatever you have to do, you can go and do that. Yeah.
Can your other feature data set, it has to be a GIS data set, it can't be a file.
It can be a table too.
It can be a table?
Yeah. You just import it in your geodatabase, it becomes a DBF file, and then you can go and do that query. So it can be either a table or a feature class.
To clarify. You're not looking at spatial differences there, you're just looking at strictly table.
Yeah, like if you're trying to compare, like, tables. Yeah. Like if you got a feature class, you know, like, you don't have a clue about the, like, location is wrong, for example, or your projection is wrong, whatever, you are not able to figure out. But you know, okay, it's from the same area, things are same, you can go and compare it out. So, coming back to the presentation, so location query, like, so this is basically a spatial query we're talking about. So location query, we need to have based on the location. For example, what is the relation of one object to the other object? What we are trying to test? If it meets that certain condition, what we are looking for, whether it is there or not. So main type of location thing which we test is whether this thing is near to a certain location, whether it intersects, means with it, or, you know, inside it. So basically in location query we need three things. We know that we need a layer that contains a feature which we want to select the data from. We need a relationship, what we are testing against, and the layer that contains that related feature class. So, like, for example, building types, we want to test, okay, what is within the 2000 feet of that selected parcel. So we go and do that location query, and we can select that out, export that data, whatever we want to do with that. For example, we have a tax parcel here. Okay, give me a sec here. Okay, so we have like some building location. For example, we can see a church here. We want to do a location query. I mean, most of you are doing on a day-to-day basis. We do a select by location. For example, we want to find out which building type, or if a church is within. So our target layer becomes a building type, then you go and select your source layer, which is your tax parcel. You have already selected it, so that use selected feature comes on if you want to do that. You want to see whatever is within 200 feet. You do that, you get whatever the location was, got selected. So that basically defines the location query. And then finally coming to query and data-driven pages. So this, as I said, like it replaces your map book in ArcTem. And new thing is like each layer can take advantage of data-driven pages. When you go and set up the grid in map book, you use some index in there, like map book page, which you define it. The key thing is, if you have to set up a query in individual layers, it needs to have the same column on which you are setting your grid. So in that way, once you have that column in each layer, you can go and define the query in the map book on individual pages, whether you want that feature to be shown on individual page or not. So normally, like in a regular ArcGIS feature class, when you open a layer properties, you have a query builder in there. Like, but in once you define a data-driven page, you get another tab there, which is called this page definition here. And once you click that, then you get this page definition query where you have to enable it. And here is that page name field on which you have created your grid. And then you go and choose whether you want to see it or not. So you do either match or not match. So let me quickly show you how to set up a... So, like for example, let me quickly reduce a few things here. Okay. So this is your data-driven page, that toolbar. I mean, once you come to it, you have to enable it. Here I have literally used the field name. It's the county name. It's the county shape file. And then you can do and go and define extent or whatever you want to do. You go and literally go and create your map book. Once you do that, then if you want to show the other counties as a shaded area, you are just want to focus on, for example, right now it's on Ohio County, or if you go to Marshall County, And you want to show the other area shaded. What you want to do is make a copy of that layer, add it in, and then so here then it will show up as a page definition. You do a match or a not match, and then for that area it won't show up. So for example, for places, like for cities or so I have literally added it twice. In one place I have done it like I want to show it highlighted for that county. It is in focus. So for example, Marshall County, I want to show all that. So I go and define it as a match. And if you want to show it in a different color, so what will happen, it just shows up for that county, it won't show up for other counties. In that way, if you want to show like in different colors for different for other counties, you can go and set up in that way, so it won't show up for that present Mapbook page. So I mean, it's an evolving feature for Mapbook. Maybe they might come up with some other queries, but it's an advancement in ArcGIS for Mapbook. So I think that's it for queries. If you guys have any questions. All right.
Any questions? All right, thanks.